Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having... I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I think I may have said that. You know who I am. Very excited about having our good friend Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, a renowned keynote speaker and best-selling author. Her books are The Fine Art of Small Talk. That's one of them. And then Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communications for Teenagers. I helped her launch both of these shows. And she's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be home with you.
It's great. That's how it feels, it's right? Great to have you here.
And, I'm glad your listeners, because, you know, I feel like I'm one of them as well. Well, I know I am one of them.
You are.
I'm a small business person, right?
You are.
So that's why what makes your show so special as well.
I appreciate you saying that. Well, we love having you on the show, and I know you're a communication expert. You're an expert in helping people get their message across, put their best foot forward, and without putting it in their foot in their mouth. And what's on your mind today? What you got this agitating
well,
you today?
Well, you know, I think maybe we've all sort of thrown up our hands and given up on this, but it's talking about politics. I mean, it's become... The old rule was, right, you can't talk about religion, or you shouldn't talk about religion, you shouldn't talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I never bought that, Jim. I mean, 20 years ago, before everything got so contentious in conversation about politics, I used to say, sure, you can talk about anything as long as you know how to volley the conversation back and forth and not be offensive or a Class A jerk. And I still believe that. I do think, we'll start at the top here, I do think one of the reasons that our Congress has become so contentious is because in the good old days, meaning literally 30 years ago, 25 years ago, certainly in our memory, Jim, that our elected government in Washington would socialize together. And by that, what I
yep.
mean is when you see C-SPAN now, you'll see a camera on the speaker at the podium
mm-hmm.
and maybe one other person behind him or her. In the good old days, they would all sit there, and then maybe they'd have lunch together, or they'd certainly golf
right.
together, or they'd have dinner together, or they would, I'm forgetting the congressman's name from Massachusetts, he was a Democrat, but in those days, the Speaker of the House, excuse me, in those days, people knew each other's families, and so
yep.
you don't call someone a name, it's like you and me, Jim. I do believe we have
different
political...
Tip O'Neill is who you're talking about.
Tip O'Neill, thank
yeah.
you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You're quick there. You know that you don't call people names that you enjoy a meal with, or
yeah.
you met their wife or their daughter
children.
Or
you their children, yeah.
you know son-in-law. You don't call people. You don't because those are real people to you. But it's become so easy to call people names and label them with offensive language, in my opinion, because we don't treat them as people anymore. So that's one. One problem, and I don't know that you and I can solve that. All that we can solve is what you and I and other small people.
Well, what do you think has caused that? Why do you think we've lost that? I've got an idea, but I'd like to know what you think has caused
well,
that.
Well, I wonder, and this might have something to do with your recent book. I wonder if technology has changed that because they don't need to meet and have coffee with
There's
each other
that.
Because they can go stand on that stage and we can watch
mm-hmm.
on TV.
There are a number
think?
Of things like that. That's exactly right. People don't trade on Wall Street face-to-face in the pits like they used to.
Right.
They do it at the computer desk. Nobody sees each other anymore like that. I do think that there's something to that. Human beings we're analog beings. We're as social as we ever were. Even though we've got all this technology, we still have these requirements. And is the more we're apart, the less we're empathetic with other people. I think that's part of it.
Exactly.
But back to Congress. I want to put one thing out here. In those days that you were lamenting for, that's back when the people who were elected said, "Okay, I was elected to come to Congress to solve some of America's problems. I have a way I want to solve them. You have a way you want to solve them. But we both agree that there's a problem. And that, and if we and one of us is going to get more of our way than another, maybe today, and then it'll be the other way tomorrow. But we'll all work on a problem. Today, we can't even agree on what the problem is. And the reason is because the goal of the party, Republican or Democrat, the goal of the party is more important than the goal of the country. And I think that's where our problem is politically. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, but once, I mean, and I don't know that this would solve the problem, but the problem would be solved if there was this face-to-face interaction. They no longer hang out together. People they don't even encounter each other anymore. They're kept isolated. They're in their offices, or they go in for a vote, but they just don't socialize or mingle. And then,
it's because the rhetoric, as you said earlier, the rhetoric has gotten so overheated, and we think nothing of calling people names. But I agree with you. And one of the things if the electorate is so active on Facebook and Twitter, where they're calling other people names, then maybe we don't expect different out of our politicians. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that too, and that's where technology comes in as well. I happen to be on Twitter. I know you are as well. And it's amazing what people will say because there's no consequence.
That's right.
I would no more have the courage to say anything mean or pretend we weren't, friendly with each other and know each other in business.
Yeah.
I don't have the guts to talk to people like that. I don't know. Maybe I was brought up the
wrong way. Who would want to? I mean, what is served by that?
Well, I don't know, but when you can do it, not anonymously so much as you just don't have to face the person and see their personal reaction to that with their body language or their tone, I guess it's easier to attack people. And we can't lament the fact that technology is here. We're not going to change that. Twitter is Twitter. It's how we behave and maybe how we...
But it's creating, all of this is creating anxiety. Right now, that there's no question, because I ask people about this when I travel around, and you see it yourself, there's no question that we're more anxious about technology than ever before, and a lot of it is because of what we've done to it. Because, as you know, our current, at least for a while now, at least for today and for the foreseeable future, nothing happens with our technology that we don't program it to do.
Right. Right?
And so,
exactly.
So
are we going to change that?
What we're upset about our technology about might be that we need to recognize that that's what we should be upset about ourselves. We come back. We're going to get Deborah to see if she's got some ideas on how we can fix this.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of thoughts that I'm going to add, and we'll do that after the break.
You're opinionated.
I know, that's shock. Alert the media, right? I need your website quickly, Deborah. Quickly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.